理课堂听 class.com。
Acid rain. Now, get ready to listen to part of a discussion in a biology class. The professor is talking about acid rain.
The topic of acid rain has been grabbing a lot of space in the headlines recently, but I wonder how much we actually understand about this very serious threat to our environment. We've all heard that it is responsible for widespread damage to our forests and lakes. But where does the problem come from? How serious is it? And can it be brought under control? Acid rain did not just come about within the last few decades. In fact, it has been with us since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, when man began dumping larger and larger quantities of exhaust gases from the burning of coal and oil into the atmosphere. These waste products contain sulfur dioxide and other chemical compounds. These react in complicated ways that we do not yet fully understand with chemicals in the atmosphere to produce sulfuric and nitric acids. These then mix with water droplets to come back down to Earth as rain. When this acidic precipitation in the form of fog, snow, or rain enters the soil, the lakes, the streams, or the rivers, the damage can be catastrophic. In Germany, as many as half of all the trees in the famed 2,000-square-mile Black Forest have been damaged by acid rain. Huge stretches of forest in the U.S. and Canada have suffered similar harm. In particularly serious instances, the acid rain actually leaches minerals out of the soil through which it passes and carries these minerals into lakes and streams. In concentrated amounts, these minerals can overload the body of water with nutrients. This can lead to a rapid increase in the algae population, what we call an algae bloom. Eventually, the algae will die and be consumed by bacteria in a process that can remove nearly all the available oxygen and wipe out aquatic life. If we look at page 163 in your textbook, we can see a diagram that shows us how the acidification process takes place in the water cycle.
Question number 32.
What is the main subject of this lecture?
Question number 33.
According to the lecture, which of the following is true about acid rain?
Question number 34.
Why does the speaker mention the example of the Black Forest?
Question number 35.
At what point in the water cycle are the sulfuric and nitric acids produced?